This episode of the New Christendom Daily is taken from a live radio broadcast. There's no scripts. There's no do-overs. There's no cuts. It's just from a live radio show done by a guy with a microphone and a set of earbuds and a radio show who pours his heart, his mind, and his body and soul into one thing, bringing about the New Christendom Daily. The laptop class maintains a mental barricade separating them from those responsible for the actual infrastructure of our world. As a psychiatrist, you can often step out of the bubble you find yourself in. And by the way, she's a shrink. So I read that point. I went, do I want to read a story that's written by one of them? By a shrink? Well, the first indication that it may be worth reading is that it's published at thefederalist.com. So that would be one of the first indications. The second one is you just get to the third paragraph and you start nodding your head going like, oh yeah, she's got it. She's on it. There used to be a spot we used to run on. Used to be a spot we used to run on the Crusade Channel about useless people that were hanging around water coolers playing air guitar. This is those people. In my current bubble, an affluent leftist environment, almost everyone belongs to the laptop class. Now, how many of you out there in Ubu Media Land that may be watching this, or in Radio Land on the Crusade Channel at crusadechannel.com or on one of the preview streams? You can listen, for example, on TuneIn, on the TuneIn app. That's the preview stream, though. Very low quality. I would go and upgrade at crusadechannel.com/parrot and use coupon code parrot and get a whole year for $20. In my current bubble, in an affluent leftist environment, almost everyone belongs to the laptop class. They are the ones who can work from anywhere and negotiate comfortable, flexible office home office structures where they only interact with fellow white collars. They think climate change is the worst threat to us and release a suffering sigh at the barista when they don't serve oat milk. Is there really such a thing as oat milk?
It's not real milk.
Oats don't produce milk. What is oat milk? Yeah, what's oat milk? Hell if I know. According to Mark Andreessen, they are best described as, quote, Western upper middle class professional, if you say, who work through a screen and are totally abstracted from tangible physical reality and the real world consequences of their opinions and beliefs. Wait a minute, I think I know some of these guys. I think I know this guy. The other day, I was arguing against affirmative action and equality measures with laptop class friends in my attempt to explain to them how blue-collar workers are affected by, for instance, the taxation policies needed to provide the things they are calling for. I tried inspiring empathy for those workers. I described the hardships my patients experienced and their desire for another life. How they grinned and bore work conditions that would never fly in any corporate setting. The unfair wages that barely increased despite seniority, tedious, repetitive tasks that grated on nerves and gave chronic aches in young bodies. I told them how, now listen to this, this is just perfect. I told them how the women I treated for depression and insomnia, after years of working double shifts or sometimes two jobs in service industries or retail, saw an immediate improvement. Immediate improvement with sick leave. Because what they really longed for was serving their families, not customers. The chasing of property prices in the cities, the high cost of living, and their husbands' low salaries had robbed these women of that choice. Policies like universal child care would not necessarily resolve the depression and insomnia. I told them about the offshore oil worker I saw when working in the north of Norway with tendinitis, chemical burns, and hearing loss. He came for help to deal with extreme fatigue and a looming divorce as the rig schedule wore down the marital bliss. Again, this is the essay is Laptop Class Fetish for Hard Labor is an Effort to Justify Privilege by Hannah Speier at TheFederalist.com. I crashed headfirst into a new and disturbing attitude. The stories I told bounced off what can only be described as a mental barricade. The women retorted, I also worked in a menial job as a student, and I like that stuff. Liar. There's nothing wrong with that kind of job. And you saying they don't want that work only goes to show how judgmental you are. And the most reality blind of all, quote, maybe that's just what they're interested in stuff. Close quote. It's such a condescending thing to say. I'm left wondering if this indeed has become the capital in the Hunger Games. I'm going to pause right there for just a second here because I want to try to help the audience understand how I view. And one thing that can maybe put this make this clearer in your mind it would be the following example. Imagine, you don't have to imagine. How many of you have seen the television series, The Belt? How many of you have seen The Belt? Just going to use that example. Look, here's a good one. If you haven't seen The Belt, how many of you have seen the the Paramount series, Strange New Worlds? With Anson Mount as Captain Christopher Pike. It's an early version of the Starship Enterprise. Either one, any sci-fi series is based in the future where there's space travel. Let's just say that. Well, if you go to the one that's called The Belt, they go to there's a station that they go to. I forget what it's called. Maggie can look it up. You probably can tell me the name, but I can't remember what it's called for. It's orbiting Earth. Because, of course, global warming has made most of Earth uninhabitable. You have to have that element, right? So it's orbiting Earth. And it's massive. It's a city. This is the size of New Tenochtitlan. That's New York City for the uninitiated. It's massive. And they do the exterior CGI shots of this thing. You know, and they show that it's made out of some kind of metal, and you can actually see that there are panels that are kind of stacked or welded together or whatever. And, you know, you go from one node to the next. There's another one that's out near the actual asteroid belt that's a mining, kind of a mining colony. That one is that one's the size of Nashville. Now, why do I bring that up? This is, by the way, happening. In the belt is happening at the end of this century. Well, I have a question. Ooh, Minter Cotter, pick me. Yes, Horshack, you have an answer. I have a question. Who are they going to get in their fantasy, in their laptop fantasies? Who are they going to get to build those things? Those things had to be built. You look at the star base that the Enterprise docks at to get repaired. It's also the size of a city. And, you know, when they do the panoramas and they give you the exterior shots and they show you the exterior of the thing and, you know, and they do tracking shots where they track over the surface of it and you get a size of the scale and then you see they paid some attention in the CGI modeling. Okay, well, how would you build this thing? Okay, well, first thing you'd have to figure out is, could you build this thing? The second thing you'd have to do is, okay, how? And where were you going to get the people to do it? Is the laptop class going to enslave 20, 30 million people, figure out how to house them and feed them in outer space? To put these things together, to do it, who's going to do the welding? Go and try and find a welder to weld something custom to it. Go ahead, do it. I dare you. Go ahead, try it. Unless you know a guy. I know a guy, but I know a father-in-law, actually. Go try and find someone to weld something. Here, I got an idea. I got a proposition for you. Go try, and if you don't know how to weld, go try and find someone to weld for you a custom-made pig roasting barbecue pit. Go ahead, try it. See if you can get it done. So who's going to build these things? You know, I bring this up because the same people she's talking about are the ones that make The Belt a popular TV show. They're the ones that make the, what's the one on Apple, The Foundation, the Isaac Asimov book series, make The Foundation a popular series. Same deal in The Foundation. There are people that are running around. They know how to blast people with lasers and phasers and stuff. I don't ever see anyone with a hammer. There's never anyone running around in any of these shows with tape measurers. Hell, they don't even have construction worker belts. So who built these things? You see, there's a total disconnect here. If this is the future that you laptoppers, you internet snobs, if this is the future that you want, how are you going to get Joe Sixpack? How are you going to convince Joe Sixpack to leave Hooterville and a Shinerbach beer to go do the same thing for you so you can have your little space city and avoid the little global warming? Oh, it's like so hot and stuff. Oh, I had to like turn the air conditioning and down and stuff. And then it didn't work and I had to call a guy who showed me his butt crack while he was fixing it and stuff. How are you going to get that guy? How are you going to convince him and a couple of million like him to leave Earth, go into space and build your space station? Last hour, I was asking a question, does anyone think about how we have lost now an entire generation of young people? Well, probably never hear, unless they go to an old school concert somewhere, will never actually hear music being generated on analog instruments and then transmitted directly to their ears. Because you won't get it today on any of the streaming services. You know, our streaming service, CrusadeMax.com, that all of you should go to right now and become members of and start sharing it. Our streaming service is, we say, one of our mottos is, it's Spotify for people who don't want to go to hell. There are analog recordings on there that we had to digitize. But point being, most stuff that is consumed today, including this radio broadcast, I wish we could trans. Well, you know what? This hour, we actually are trans. You want to hear this show on analog? Well, no, because we had to digitize it to send it to a place in Florida for the shortwave. But you can kind of get a facsimile of analog by going to 5750 kilohertz on a shortwave radio right now, and you will hear me. 5750 kilohertz. Try it. The point being, she's talking about these the laptop class. We've created an entire class. I don't argue. Hell, it's almost a new species. Predominantly 20 and 30 somethings who don't even know how a hot water heater works. I have no clue. Build a space station? You can't even change a light bulb. What's going to happen when things start breaking? Well, get a good idea of that because it's happening right now. Things are breaking all over the United States and the Western world. Politicians are throwing their hands up. We need more billions of dollars. What do you need billions of dollars for? Well, we got to fix it. Well, who's going to fix it? Ever driven by a site where they're actually working on roads and stuff? You see those guys? Who's being told as a 10-year-old that someday you can work on that road crew? No one. Instead, everyone is being told, someday you can get to play air guitar at a water cooler in an air-conditioned building and do nothing other than work on the destruction of the human race. Little Johnny, you're going to make millions doing this. It's going to be so cool. And you're never, ever going to have to sweat like I did once. I mean, I'm going to change the light bulb. Things have to be made. So an amazing thing about the Apollo moonshot thing that I wrote about on my Substack, thekingdude.substack.com. The same trads who are telling me, come on, TKD, it's a conspiracy, it never happened, it's a hoax, it's a psyop, etc., 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 cannot believe themselves to believe that men, about 500,000 of them, committed to the goal of putting a man on the moon, as Kennedy said, in May 25th, 1961. He said it to a joint session of Congress, putting a man, sending a man to the moon and returning him safely to the earth. That 500,000 or so people committed to this and that they actually accomplished it. They can't bring themselves. No, it has to be a conspiracy theory. It never happened. Kubrick filmed it, et cetera, et cetera. They can't believe that people can actually commit to doing things and to building the things necessary. And I was in an argument with one of my detractors on the Substack. I'm going like, do you know what it took to actually build the Saturn V? Kennedy describes it in a speech in 1963. It took a hangar that's 2 football fields long, 520 feet tall, and 2 football fields wide so they could work indoors and build the thing. Well, here's the key. They built it. They're saying, well, you can't conceive of that they could do that because you don't see an example of it in the modern world. And so it has to be a hoax. Well, it's not. They actually did do it. But at the same time, you can conceive that it took generations of men with similar talents and skills. Similar, I said. Using the same mathematical principles, or predominantly the same. And they built Notre Dame de Paris. You believe that? That's not a hoax. They built these magnificent buildings and monasteries and basilicas. You believe that? Why do they do it? Well, they got a bunch of men that committed to it. That's how they did it. Same thing with the moonshot. They got a bunch of men that committed to it, had some leadership, which we don't have any longer, and they actually did it. They built it.